For the latest in Christian music, it's time for TRA News with the rockacrossaustralia.com's Cameron Want.
This year's Summer Music Festival season is in full swing, and it's far from over. Last weekend, one of the smaller, even wackier events, Forest Edge, played to its largest crowd for several years in Melbourne's East. Martin Faulks, an organiser of the festival when it was run by the Australian Christian Artists Network in the early 2000s, looks at how the festival has developed since CYC Ministries restarted it 3 years ago.
It was a great relief when Forest Edge came back from limbo a couple of years ago, and third year in, they really seem to be hitting their stride. Despite stifling heat, we're seeing the crowds turn out, we're seeing bands with great energy and vision perform. The organisers have put together a stellar lineup of great international acts like the classics MXPX, Praise and Worship Band of Sandra Hill. Also, Aussie acts like Silver Cities, compliments to Gus ahead of their brand new album very shortly. Ben and the Sea were very, very good, and Fido absolutely wowed the crowd. It gives us great hope for years ahead because we need festivals like Forest Edge Festival for the culture building and the community and the opportunity for bands to perform and the opportunity for kids to get out and see the best talent that Australia and New Zealand has to offer.
If larger festivals are more your style, especially those with monster multi-stages, Easterfest gives you the opportunity to see some of the biggest Christian acts touring this year all in one place. Easterfest director Dave Shanks says this year's festival presents an exciting lineup.
We have been able to secure a number of the most requested artists, either across the board or in their genre, from the last 4 or 5 years. So Friday night main stage is being headlined by Reliant K. Never quite made it to the festival before. Last time they were in Australia, they played Soundwave Festival and they toured with Paramore, but finally got them to Easterfest this year. And they've been the most requested artist for the festival for the last 4 or 5 years. Of course, in the hip-hop genre, again, well and truly most requested for the genre, got Lecrae finishing off the festival at the other end, Sunday night in the Big Top. And he's also going to be sharing some of his story, his personal story on main stage on Sunday night. Beyond that, of course, in the heavy metal world, Demon Hunter right up there in the top requests. So it's a pretty exciting looking lineup.
Some of the Aussie acts performing at this year's Easterfest include Compliments of Gus, who'll release their latest album, The Black and the White of It, Daylight Hours, Silver Cities, and Jade Diary. Finally, a reminder to check out therockacrossaustralia.com each week to see how all your favourite Aussie and international acts are faring on the Australian Christian music charts. I'm Cam Want for TRA News.